In Iraq today, it was out with the old Saddam-era currency and in with the new. Freshly minted banknotes were introduced for the first time without Saddam's picture on every dinar note. The new bills, printed in Britain, are adorned with symbols of the country's ancient history, a Babylonian king, a 10th-century mathematician. Iraqis crowded into banks to change their old bills for new ones, a process that will continue until early next year. From Baghdad, NPR's Deborah Amos has this report.
Do you have that in your pocket? You might hold it up for him.
In a warehouse at Baghdad Airport, the new Iraqi dinar was the centerpiece of a photo opportunity organized by the U.S.-led coalition. Photographers snapped away as the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Don Evans, and the governor of Iraq's central bank held up one of the new Iraqi dinar notes.
They like that money. They like that money, Governor.
They'll all have their hands on it. Thank you all very much.
The new currency, printed in Britain, was flown in on 27 747 jumbo jets. Old banknotes, printed on substandard paper, are easy to counterfeit. Fake bills are so prevalent, Iraqis often find them in their American-issued pay packets. The Bush administration has focused on the new currency as an Iraqi success story. Secretary Don Evans came to Baghdad to deliver that message.
This is a very special day because, as the president has said many times, we're not going to leave until the job is done.
One of the jobs is to encourage private investment in Iraq.
The private sector investors will be much more confident in investing in this wonderful country, knowing now of this sound currency.
But the head of Iraq's central bank, Sinan Shabibi, painted a darker picture. Controlling Iraq's economy, jump-starting private investment, that will take time, he said.
The support of the currency is a matter of resources. In the short term, is basically under present conditions, inflation, unemployment, it's very difficult to have a stable policies.
The new currency will replace a separate version used by the Kurds in northern Iraq. Iraqi authorities have been touting the new bills as a way to unify the country with the slogan, one country, one currency. But one exchange rate? That is a big question. Money changers are a feature of the Iraqi capital. There are about 20 separate tables here. The men use scales to weigh the money, changing Iraqi dinars for American dollars. Today, the rate is 2,000 to 1. There are thousands of money changers in Baghdad. The most successful are known as big heads. These powerful money men have made it clear they won't comply with the central bank's plan to set the dinar-dollar exchange rate, instead setting their own rate.
The organized mafia is far more organized than we originally assumed.
Nabil Moussaoui is a deputy on Iraq's interim government.
And pretty powerful because they were involved with members of the ex-regime, so they basically got to know the system. So they will try their way and will try to counter it, and I think we'll carry the day.
Moussaoui admits it will take time for the central bank to get control of the money supply. Only then can there be confidence in the new currency.
Obviously, these sort of little traders fail to see the bigger picture and how critical it is for not only currency exchange, but we have to make this a success in order to move on to rebuild the economy.
It is often said in Iraq, there can be no stability without investments, and there can be no investments without stability. It is a circular argument, so Iraqi authorities say the new currency, with protections against counterfeiting, one that will have a stable value, is at least a step towards rebuilding. For Iraqis on the street, getting rid of Saddam's picture on the bills in their wallets had symbolic value. This man was changing the old for the new.
They, people Iraqi, nice, because money new, no picture Saddam Hussein.
Saddam's statues and pictures are gone. He's now off the new Iraqi dinar note, but he's still somewhere in the country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.